Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and welcome to a show on Saturday afternoon. I usually do not do shows on Saturday, but because I had an emergency or a challenge on Thursday, I decided to change it up for today. We're going to have a special speaker, but they're coming on next week. So, anyway, welcome to the show once again, and what are we going to talk about? I put it in the email, I put it on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches, and I put it on Blog Talk Radio. Here's what we're talking about. Creating a vision for your life and the angels, the ascended masters, the higher realms that help you. Creating a vision for your life, the best vision, and the angels, the ascended masters, are a higher part of you, higher realms that help you. Okay? The reason why I'm repeating it is because it takes 18 seconds for when you hear something and take it in for it to start manifesting on the physical form when you start believing it. So if you're saying, what's my highest vision for my life and I want to listen to the show, then you're already started the form to give you that highest vision, okay? 18 seconds. That is a scientific fact. Is that not cool? All right, so what are some limiting beliefs? Let's start here. Before you can create massive change in your life, okay, you got to get really disturbed about something. You got to get really disturbed about a behavior or something about yourself that you don't like. Let me give you an example of that. I have a friend of mine. As a matter of fact, she's been on the show a few times. Her name is Adamus. She lost 150 pounds. And I said, what made you decide to say, okay, I'm going to lose this weight? She said, I was so angry, so hurt, I was so frustrated, it just kept boiling inside of me. And she goes, and all of a sudden I was in a dress store where she said she had to buy pants that were obviously really big. And she just sits down on the stool and she started crying. She goes, she says, that was my time, that was the day, that was the moment that it changed, okay? So she went home and she did some major life changes, which we're going to talk about in a minute, and she is 150 pounds lighter. I think she's at her goal weight or just about at her goal weight. It took her a little over a year, and here she is. Okay, so that's something there. Now, did that just happen to her? Well, I always think that a higher part of herself, okay, or maybe angel in a higher part of herself say, let's get busy. You agree to do certain things and to teach certain things. What do you need to do to get to do that? And for her, it was losing weight and getting healthy. So I think that our higher selves will nudge us, give us a big swift kick if we're not listening, let us gain 50 more pounds in her situation. There's other situations before we decide to change things. But we always get nudges from our higher self. Now, when you start something to get disturbed about something and you want to change it and create something different in your life, a higher part, instead of living at a size 18, you want to be a size 5, for instance, or whatever, then there are angels and guides that will help you to create great change in your life, okay? And so I'm giving you a couple of those. Let me give you another example. I have a friend of mine, he's a new client, and he works in a factory, right? And he's 35. And he's very uneducated, right? And he said, I just got so angry that all I did for 8 hours is come in and out of my job and really had no life until Saturday for a few hours and Sunday all day. And then I had to go back and do the same grind. He goes, I'm good with my hands. I've got a great brain. And he goes, I got so angry that other people were moving ahead except me. And I go, what do I have to do to move ahead? So he goes, I couldn't quit my job. He goes, because he's got bills to pay and you know, people to support. He said, I decided to go to night school. And right now he's in night school and he's working 8 hours a day, helping his family out. And then he's also made 4 A's and a B, or 3 A's and a B in his first semester. Okay. Now, what happened to him? Well, he knew that he was meant to do his own thing, his own business, and he wants to be an engineer. And he's good with his hands and he's good with electrical stuff. I should have married one of those guys, right? Aren't you saying the same thing? And or girls, right? Because girls can do the same thing. What's good for the geese, good for the gander. That's what I always say. And so he now he's in school, okay? So he got really disturbed. That's really what happens first. Because if you don't get really disturbed, you get angry. then it's hard to change something, okay? Because, you know, we're so comfortable sometimes living a certain way, we don't want, we're afraid to change it, okay? You ever seen those people? Oh, if I had it all over to do again, I would do this. Or, I wish I could start all over again, I would do this. There's no time like starting right now, because there's only right now, okay? That's a message. So, who are the angels that will help you create great change and help you get disturbed? First, I think there's your higher self. That's that part of you that's connected to God or spirit, however you say that. Then I think there's angels out there. Archangel Teniel will help you see intuition-wise with that third eye. She'll nudge you that way just so you can feel uncomfortable, so you can see what's really bothering you in your life. And if you think, I'm not quite sure what it is, ask for her help. Archangel Michael is also there. He gives you strength and courage and motivation to do it, okay? And Seraphis Fay is an ascended master who is amazing about saying, hey, get off your F-A-T, fat, A-double-A, sorry if I was saying that, fat ass and get going, or skinny ass and get going. That, you know, so that's something there. So you have to be nudged to create change. There are three angels that you can ask for. You can ask for them all, okay? But I'm giving you ones that are showing up right now. All right, so that's to create a great vision for your life. First step is get disturbed, get angry. Ask for, realize that you're not doing this because it's just one of those things. It's happening because it's time to make a change. And usually a higher part of ourself, Archangel Haniel will give you the vision. So you've got to say, who are the archangels working with me, or which ones do I want to work with? Archangel Michael will give you the courage, strength, and motivation to make the change. And then Seraphis Fay, an ascended master, who will kick you into gear, okay? And so that's the first step. I'm going to go over three of them today. Okay, what is the second step? Okay, you got to know that, right? You're like, well, what is it, Tree? I'm saying angels. Hey, what is it? No, just kidding. I wrote down notes, by the way. What is the second step? Any ideas if you're listening now or I'll download it later? Well, the second step is like getting disturbed about quitting smoking, or getting disturbed about what your job is doing, or getting disturbed about wanting to make a change in your body or lifestyle or whatever. You can not like a habit and try to move away from it, but you got to replace it with something good. Okay? You have to replace a habit. Okay, you have to replace something with something different. Does that make sense? I'm sure it does. Okay? Because when you quit smoking, what are you going to do instead of quit smoking? And some of you are saying, well, I ate. I was eating. I'm still eating. That's okay. But maybe, you know, you replace a habit with something else, or a lifestyle with another lifestyle change. So really be willing to say, okay, what do I need to do? My friend, new client, he's replaced his with going back to school, okay? And my friend Allison, you guys have heard, she's a new angel coach, actually. What she did is she said, I'm going to start running and exercising and writing. And so that's what she's doing, you know, because she wants to be a life coach, an angel coach, spiritual coach, which is all under the umbrella of angel coaches, okay? She's taking classes, this kind of thing. What can you do? Oh, my friend Adamus, let me explain something to what she did. She went out and threw out all her food, replaced food, went to, bought books, joined Orange Theory Gym, started working, started eating healthier, and cheated, I guess, once a week. Okay? So that's what she replaced bad behavior of eating like crap, not exercising, with exercising and eating healthy. Once again, who are the angels that will help you with that? Well, you know, that's a good in your life that you're looking at. I think any of the, Haniel is great, as I said, because she'll show you what you need to do, okay? Archangel Michael is great because of your strength and motivation and courage to do what you need to do. Seraphis Fay will keep you in check, keep you in line, and your higher self always will do that, you know, giving you nudges, all of the angels will. But I think Archangel Raphael helps too, helps heal your body, because sometimes to detox your body, to detox your spirit, to detox your emotions, you go through a real challenge here, right? Have you ever had that happen? I know I'm using Adamus again because she's amazing with a lot of us want to lose weight, get healthy, and be active, right? Be lean. She came into Orange Theory, and that's actually where I met her. And she got super sick on the treadmill because she'd never worked out or hadn't worked out in 100 years, as she says, or a long time. And she got sick. And because she was moving that body, and her body was like, what are you doing? And she threw up. But you know what that girl did? She came back the next day and stuck with it. And she's still with it today. Okay? And can you imagine throwing up in front of all your peers? You know, people in there that are in excellent shape, people in there that are in good shape, people in there that don't look like they're in good shape, but they were better shape than she was that day, but she threw up. And she says she had enough courage and enough strength, and her angels and her guides were helping her, that she came back the next day, jumped on that treadmill, and started again. And she's still there today. She's my hero, right? Okay, so get disturbed. Replace a negative behavior, okay, with a positive one, all right? And maybe something that you guys are thinking is, well, I don't really want to change anything, my career or anything. I just want to feel better, feel happy. Well, you know what? You can call on all these archangels to help you feel better, feel happy. You guys go to my Facebook page. There's this dude on there. His name is Brad Lovehair. And he's always putting videos on there. And he does his job. He has his hair business. And he has, a daughter. But he's over there making videos of just being happy. Okay, so from somebody, he says he went through where he was really negative, and now he's positive, and he realizes that you can get results for yourself and others by being gentle and being consistent. Yeah, this was yesterday. So he's changed his behavior by realizing that he needed change. You know, being angry and mad doesn't work. By being gentle and consistent and persuasive, okay, with that, he was able to change not only his behavior, but others around him, okay? He's a great guy. I really should have him on the show. I'm going to email him about that today. So thanks, everybody, for reminding me. Okay, so that's the second one, okay? Create a massive action plan, okay? Allison is running now, she's put a schedule together to run, to exercise. I told you what Adamus is doing. What Brad does, he makes these videos and videos, people, videos himself, having fun and joking around. You figure out yours, you know what I mean? I run, that's what I want to do. I was never a runner until I started running a couple of years ago, 2013. Okay, yeah, 2.5 years ago. And so that's what I did. I changed my whole lifestyle. You know, it put a massive action plan together. Victoria, she wants to lose weight and teach horseback riding classes, and she's got a horse, she's done everything. So what she's done is she's like, okay, this week I'm taking steps to lose weight. I quit my job because it was too much stress and I was gaining weight. You know, Victoria Whitehead, she's an angel coach. And she goes, I quit my job, and I'm replacing it with a new job, which is going to help me lose weight because I'm not stressed. And she said, I'm also going to change my eating habits, and I'm going to teach horseback riding lessons because I'm going to talk to her guy, Harry, and see if I can do it this way, do it with him or do one on my own. And so she's put a massive action plan. Allison's put a massive action plan. I'm running, I'm riding, and she's got a schedule that she keeps. You know, so you've got to have a massive action plan to get the goals that you want, become a goal-getter. You know, that's what we say in angel coaching, it's a new term, goal-getter. A lot of times, you guys, we have a mastermind group or goal-getter group on Tuesday and Thursday morning at 8:30 that you can tune in. And we as a group help each other because it's power and strength in numbers. We help you with your individual goals, your intentions. You want to do that, that's 760-890-7143 at 8:30 East Coast every Tuesday and Thursday morning, and it's only about 15 minutes. So that's part of Allison's action plan. That's part of Sue's action plan. I'm giving you some things, my action plan. So that's what we do. But you've got to change, replace the behavior. You've got to put a massive action plan together, okay? Because if you say you're going to do it, if you want to quit smoking, you want to eat, you don't want to eat, quit eating bad foods or changing your lifestyle, you do it by putting steps in place so that you can do it, okay? Angel Michael's great with that. All the angels that I've mentioned, Haniel, Michael, Raphael, and Therapist Bay, the Ascended Master, and of course, Uriel, because Uriel will help you with your emotions. And it's so hard with emotions, and so will Archangel Raphael. So healing those emotions, which brings me back to the last step. What is that? Changing your limiting beliefs, okay? And this is something that's so hard, right? Because we don't even realize it a lot of times. You guys, before you even start this, ask, you know, put it out there to the universe, to your higher part of you, which helps you as well. I forgot to mention that. Say, show me what beliefs that I need to change so that I can be the person that I envision myself to be, okay? All right, and what does that look like? And let me give you an idea about something with that. I talked to, you know, Adonis had to change her beliefs about that the only way she could be happy was eating food, right? The only way that she, you know, that she could enjoy her life was through food, right? So she had to really work on that belief because she'd heard that since she was a small child, right, on some level. Victoria had Lyme disease, and she said, I realized that I'm not Lyme disease. That's just something that I had. And once I changed that belief, she said, then I was able to realize that my circumstances do not define me. Most of us think are to circumstances, being overweight, being afraid, being a Lyme disease, having Lyme disease, having fibromyalgia, having diabetes, having what is the one I just heard of recently? When you're afraid to go, agoraphobia is something that you are, okay? And usually what happens is when you are a small child or a teenager or something, you say that you hear this all the time, you have Lyme disease. You're not going to be able to heal yourself. I have Lyme disease. I'm not going to be able to do certain things. I have diabetes. I'm not going to be able to do certain things. I have fibromyalgia. I'm not going to be able to do certain things. I have cancer. I'm going to die, right? So, you know, I'm not saying that you won't do any of those things, but you've got to remember to change a limiting belief about you, and you want to do more and be more, then you've got to change that belief. But you've got to identify them first. And how do you identify them? Well, you look at yourself and you go, why do I get angry when I'm at this with this person? Why do I feel like that I'm less than because I have this illness? Why do I feel like I'm less than because I can't play ball as good as somebody else, or I can't do this as good as somebody else, or I can't run as good as somebody else? That is a limiting belief. You've probably been saying it to yourself on some level for a long, long time, so it's become a mantra. I cannot run as good as da-da-da-da-da-da because I'm just not a good runner. I'm saying this because I've worked through that myself. And, or I have Lyme disease, and I'm always going to have Lyme disease, and I want people to know that I have Lyme disease so they'll understand me better. Well, you know, what she did, Victoria, she says, I'm not a Lyme disease. I'm saying that, for instance, because I am Victoria, and I am a creature of God, and I'm a creation of God, and God and I work together. And, you know, so what she did is she went on a two-year journey working on her emotions, her spirituality, her physical body, and she came off all medication. It took her 2 years, all right? You remember Whitney, right? Whitney says, you know what? I know it's going to overcome cancer because cancer does not define me who I am, all right? And she goes, I don't believe in God. I know God because I knew God was working with me and my surgeon, right? And then you have the guy that he's going to school. He goes, I knew I was so much more. And he goes, and my family had never went to school, and I thought I had to be just like them. And that's okay. He goes, they're good people. He says, but I wanted so much more. So instead of buying into that belief that's not really my own, he goes, I created a new one. I am going to go to school, and I am going to be a successful engineer, and I'm going to run my own business one day, okay? So how cool. Anyway, so I just wanted to let you guys know that those are some beliefs that, you know, changing your beliefs, okay, limiting beliefs. You got to look at those and look at your daily life. Who do you come in contact, and how do you feel when you come in contact with them, okay? A lot of times that's your belief that you are not enough, or you're angry and they control you. So remember, look at all those things in your daily life, that things that you feel on a daily basis that are not positive. Is it a belief system that you have? And why do you believe that the person has control over you? Okay, or why do you believe that disease is all you are? Or why do you believe that the prosperity that you feel like you don't have is how you have to live? That is some sort of belief that's in your unconscious. Ask the angels, Haniel, to show it to you. Uriel to show that he'll help you heal the emotions, Raphael to help you heal the emotions in the body, the mind, and the spirit, Michael to give you strength, courage and strength to look at it and do it. Therapist Beta, nudge your butt and get it into gear. And a higher part of you that will show you what to do as well. And so those are some angels and ascended masters. And you always have Jesus and God. You know that, okay? So get disturbed. I'm going to tell you something that really helps me is I realize that things start manifesting 18 seconds after I start believing it and saying it. So I am saying today that I'd like to be the best person I possibly can be. And I'd like to take angel coaches around the world. And we're so close and we're doing that. We're putting the magazine and the news site together. And you guys are going to just love it. And the videos and everything together. So we are going to have something amazing and creative. If you remember, that was my goal a few weeks ago that I shared with you guys on Angel Coaches, facebook.com/angelcoaches. And now it's starting to come together. And our own radio network. So in the next couple of months, we'll have of that. And that's because I put a massive action plan. And if I can do it and work with the angels and my higher self, so can you. Anyway, share with us what's going on in your life. Remember, we have our mastermind group where we help each other and help all of us on Tuesday and Thursday morning at 8:30 a.m. Just dial in at 760-890-7143. You can listen. You can participate. It doesn't really matter if it show up. 80% of anything is just showing up. All right? Just like doing your first run is done with the first step. I love you guys. Take care. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon. Oh, one more thing. We have our new show on relationships starting tomorrow. And I got to double check the time. I've written it down or booked the time, so I'll send out an email. But check for it on facebook.com/angelcoaches. Bye, everybody.